Well, sometimes I wonder how could one tour guide, and maybe they probably didn't have 80 or 90 people at this time in Tour Guide Mammoth Cave, but they had several people. So I wonder how if they got aboard the boat, how was they able to roll the boat? You know, he had to row the boat when they would get on the Echo River. He had to look after the welfare of the guest. And they say sometimes the slave tour guides would talk pretty firmly to their guests, because a wrong step in Mammoth Cave in early days could mean falling 30 or 40 feet off the edge. So it says that Franklin Gorin kind of talked to the boys that maybe they were a little bit overzealous with free folks, you know. And we have accounts of that, yeah. So Nick would say, hey, get off of that rock over there. And so the good guy would come back and says, well, you know, I was in the cave with a slave, and a slave talked to me kind of firmly there, you know. So, and that the whole thing was based on tourism. I think that maybe Franklin going on with the cave says, boy, you know, I've told a guest that they're supposed to follow your directions to the letter, but now we don't want to make them mad now, do we, boys? And plus, remember that you are a slave, and slaves don't really yell at free folks. It's, in a sense, that's just the context, and I find that a little humorous. So I found myself wondering that Nick was one of the people that I was told by kinfolks that they were a little bit overzealous with their instructions, that maybe that was a rebellious something, that we're 2 miles in the cave, you depend on me, so maybe I can yell at you a little bit. At least that's what some of the old folks in my family think, that I'll just have a moment to have my day.
That's right.
I'm going to yell at you.
Right.
Not too much, but I'll let you know who's in charge.
That's right. And he's keeping them safe, too.
He kept them safe
from harm.
But maybe the proprietor says, a little bit too much here.
Scale back a little bit. That is, but down there, he was in charge.
He was a master of guides.